With a full Senate vote on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination likely over the weekend, one previously undecided senator, Democrat Heidi Heitkamp, says she is a no vote. Her announcement came yesterday, and it comes as Heitkamp is fighting for re-election in North Dakota, a red state that President Trump carried easily in 2016. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Fargo.
The question has been asked and asked again and again. What will Senator Heitkamp do? Turn on the local news any morning or evening in recent weeks, and you'd likely see an ad paid for by a conservative outside group pressuring Heitkamp.
Now Senator Heitkamp has a choice. Stand with President Trump, Judge Kavanaugh, and all who thought this was a national disgrace, or stand with them. Tell Heidi Heitkamp you'll never forget how she votes.
But on the same stations, Heitkamp's advertising stuck to other issues, such as this one on tariffs and the president's trade policies. The ad mentions her opponent in the Senate race, Congressman Kevin Cramer.
China is canceling their contracts to buy soybeans. North Dakota is losing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of business. Well, when you ask Kevin Cramer why he supports the trade war, he criticizes farmers.
Two new polls this week show Heitkamp losing ground and trailing Cramer by some 10 points, and one poll puts support for Kavanaugh's confirmation at 60% in the state. Amid all of this came Heitkamp's surprise announcement yesterday. She appeared on WDAY-TV in Fargo and stunned many with both her timing and what she said, that she will oppose the nomination. She said it's not a political decision.
You know, there's an old saying, history will judge you, but most importantly, you'll judge yourself. And that's really what I'm saying. I can't get up in the morning and look at the life experience that I've had and say yes to Judge Kavanaugh.
Heitkamp cited concerns about Kavanaugh's past conduct and said his appearance at last week's hearing raised questions about his, quote, temperament, honesty, and impartiality. At a Democratic campaign office in Fargo yesterday, volunteers were working the phone banks unaware that the announcement was happening.
Hello, may I speak to Pata, please? We're calling to check to
see.
But
word spread quickly. 78-year-old Linda Day was stunned.
I am so proud of her. I am so proud of her.
I can see you're emotional. Just
yeah, that was hard for her.
Day said Heitkamp may lose some votes because of it.
She might. And, you know, maybe she won't pay a price. I'm hoping that she doesn't.
But Judge Kavanaugh's backers here say this will make it harder for Heitkamp to portray herself as a moderate voice in her party. 67-year-old Penny Cramer runs a small business with her husband in the town of Portland. She's no relation to Kevin Cramer, Heitkamp's opponent.
I was astounded today to hear that Heidi was a no vote on Kavanaugh. I think that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back with undecided voters.
Cramer says she's an independent who actually voted for Heitkamp 6 years ago, but says she wants a senator who will be more supportive of President Trump and less in line with the National Democratic Party. Heitkamp, meanwhile, is known as a skilled campaigner. She has a month to make her case to North Dakota voters. Don Gagne, NPR News, Fargo.